The singer Greg Allman has agreed to drop a lawsuit against movie producers who were making a film about his life. Allman was suing to stop production in the wake of a fatal accident on the set. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports on where the lawsuit goes now.
The lawyers on both sides of the case reportedly stayed late at the courthouse last night, hammering out an agreement. The negotiations came after an initial hearing yesterday that focused on a fatal train accident on the set of the film about Allman's life. One crew member was killed and six others were injured in the February crash. In court yesterday, lawyers asked director Randy Miller whether he and his team paid enough attention to safety on set. Since the accident, reports have alleged the filmmakers didn't have permission to shoot on the train tracks and didn't take enough safety precautions. Allman's attorney asked Miller repeatedly if he had seen a permit for crew members to be on the tracks. Miller took offense at the question.
I was in the middle of the track, and I almost died. Don't tell me that.
Miller said he was not in charge of permitting. Neither side would comment on the agreement in the works beyond saying they had come together and reasoned with one another. The judge praised the parties and lawyers in the case for working toward an accord on their own. For NPR News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.